就像刚才所唱那首诗歌一样，今天我的题目是信望爱。
Just like the song that was sung earlier, the message today is faith, hope, and love.
所以让我们打开圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第一节到第三节。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to you, God, always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
那么信望爱这三个字，或者信心、爱心、盼望这三个词句。
So faith, hope and love, these three words.
然后经常出现在圣经里面。
Often appears in scripture.
那么举些例子。
And let me give some examples.
啊，在哥林多前书第十三章，十三章十三节。
In 1 Corinthians 13:13,
啊，保罗说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
然后在加拉太书第五章第六到第五到第六节，保罗同样的这么说。
And so in Galatians 5:5-6, Paul also says.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义，原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼，全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
For we through the Spirit by faith are waiting for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love.
然后在哥罗西书第一章第四到第五节这么说。
In Colossians 1:4-5 it says,
因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第八节，保罗这么说。
And 1 Thessalonians 5:8, Paul says,
但我们既然属乎百咒，就应当谨守把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
所以不止在保罗的书信里面谈到这个信望爱。
So not only does Paul in his letter talk about faith, hope, and love.
然后在希伯来书第十章第二十二节到第二十二到二十四节也这么说。
And Hebrews 10:22-24 also says,
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒下，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
除了保罗还有希伯来书所说这个信望爱。
And besides what Paul and the book of Hebrews says speaks of faith, hope, and love.
那彼得在彼得前书第一章第21节到22节也谈到这个信望爱。
Peter in 1 Peter 1 verses 21 and 22 also speaks of faith, hope, and love.
你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就从心里彼此切实相爱。
Since you having obedience to the truth, purify your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart.
那么除了这些经文谈到这个信望爱。
And besides these verses talking about faith, hope, and love.
那么今天我们早上的经文就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第一到第三节也谈到这个信望爱。
Our verse today, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 to 3 also speaks of faith, hope, and love.
在神我们父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
帖撒罗尼迦这个城市是一个很古老的一个城市。
The city of Thessalonica is a very ancient city.
这个城市今天还存在。
And this city still exists today.
然后保罗当时把福音传给在城市里面的人。
And Paul at the time, spread the gospel to those in the city.
因着这个福音的大能，很多人，包括那些也很有地位的人，都相信耶稣得到这个救恩。
And because of the power of salvation, many people there, including some, influential people, were also became Christians.
那么这些基督徒得到这个新生的生命。
These Christians received the new life.
并没有过着一个一帆风顺的生命。
But they did not live out, they did not have a smooth life.
他们受到外来的压力还有这个迫害。
They, received pressure and persecution from outside.
那么因此保罗写了这两封书信给他们来劝勉他们。
So Paul wrote these two letters in order to encourage and exhort them.
来帮助他们度过这个困难的时期。
To help them get through the difficult times.
那么虽然这些基督徒活在这个在生活上带来的困难和挑战。
And even though these Christians face the challenges of life.
那么他们没有失去这个对神的信心。
They did not lose their faith in God.
那么反而他们的生命里却表现出就是帖撒罗尼迦第一章第三节所说那种属灵的那种美德。
But in their life, they exhibited the spiritual virtue as described in verse 3.
那么这些美德就是第三节所说的。
And these virtues are what is spoken of in verse 3.
就是有三点。
There are three points.
第一就是信心所做的功夫。
First is, work of faith.
第二就是爱心所受的劳苦。
Second is labor of love.
然后第三是盼望所存的忍耐。
And the third is steadfastness of hope.
那么首先让我们来看第一点，也就是信心所做的功夫。
And so let's first look at the work of faith.
那么在我还没有理解这个词句的时候。
And before I understood this phrase.
让我们来了解一下信心的意义。
Let's look at the meaning of faith.
那么在圣经里面信心有两个意思。
In scripture, faith has two different meanings.
一个就是得救的信。
One is saving faith.
啊，一个就是生活上的信。
The other one is living faith.
啊，比如说《约翰福音》第三章十六节这么说。
For instance, in John 3:16, it says,
啊，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
那么这个信是指得救的信。
And this faith here speaks of saving faith.
啊，加拉太书第五章 第五节这么说。
In Galatians 5:5 it says,
我们靠着圣灵凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
For we through the Spirit by faith are waiting for the hope of righteousness.
那么这个信是指生活上的信。
And this faith is referring to the living faith.
啊，保罗说一个得救的人应当凭着信心。
And so Paul says, a person who is saved ought to live by faith.
啊，靠着圣灵的帮助来等候这个盼望的义。
And through the help of the Spirit, await for the hope of righteousness.
如果我们要明白什么是生活上的信，我们必须要看希伯来书第十一章。
If we're to know what the living faith is referring to, we need to turn to Hebrews 11.
因为希伯来书第十一章第一节一开始的时候就说信就是所望之事的事底是未见之事的确据
Because Hebrews 11 begins with Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for The conviction of things not seen
然后在第六节这么说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
And in verse 6 it says And without faith it is impossible to please him
我们希伯来书十一章这章经文谈到就业的一些人物。
And in Hebrews 11, it speaks of many different characters from the Old Testament.
然后谈到他们如何去信靠这位神。
And how they trusted in God.
然后举些例子第七节。
And for example, in verse 7.
挪亚因作信既蒙神指示他未见的事动了敬畏的心预备一只方舟使他全家得救。
By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence, prepared an ark for the salvation of his household.
然后在第八节，亚伯拉罕因作信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
And verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeying by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
然后十七节说，亚伯拉罕因作信被试炼的时候，就把以撒献上。
And verse 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac.
然后在二十四节到二十五节，摩西因作信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
And verses 24 to 25. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
那么挪亚因着信，他存着这个敬畏的心，把这个方舟建造起来。
And Noah, because of faith and through a reverent heart, built the ark.
亚伯拉罕因着信，他顺服神的旨意。
Abraham, because of faith, obeyed God.
啊，到他不知道所要去的地方。
Went to a place that he did not know.
同样的，他因着信。
Likewise, because of faith.
啊，顺服神，把他唯一的儿子献上给神。
He was willing to obey God and offer his only son to God.
所以摩西也因着信。
And Moses.Same thing by faith.
啊，回应神的呼召。
Responded to God's calling.
啊，离开这个埃及，以神的子民在旷野里面漂流了四十年的时间。
Left Egypt and wandered in the desert for 40 years.
所以这种信是生活上的信。
So this kind of faith is a living faith.
也就是刚才帖撒罗尼迦第一章第三节所说的信。
It's a faith that 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3 speaks of.
那么这种信必会带来给我们生活上的行为。
And these kind of faith will bring about action in our lives.
就如雅各书第二章第十四节到十七节这么说。
Just as what James chapter 2 verses 14 to 15 says.
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，又有什么益处呢？他信心能救他吗？
What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him?
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，
If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food,
你们中间有人对他说平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿的暖，吃的饱，却不给他身体上所需用的，这有什么益处呢？
And one of you says to him, Go in peace, be warm and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body. What use is that?
这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself.
那么雅各说一个人信了耶稣必须要带来生活上的行为。
James says, after a person believes, then it must bring about changing his actions.
不然的话这个信心他说是死的。
Otherwise, he says this faith is dead.
那保罗在神的面前纪念这个铁萨罗尼迦教会的信徒在信心上所做的功夫。
And Paul remembers the work of faith in the Thessalonians.
那么这个信心是指生活上的信心。
And this faith is referring to a living faith.
因为他们的信心在生活行为上被表现出来。
Because this faith will exhibit itself through their lives.
那么因此保罗在神的面前纪念他们的信心。
So Paul remembers their faith before God.
那么除了这个信心所做的功夫。
And besides the work of faith.
那么基督徒应当有爱心所受的劳苦。
And Christians ought to also have labor of love.
那么到底保罗在讲这个爱心是怎么样的爱心？
So what kind of love is Paul speaking of?
因为我们中文跟英文爱只有一个字。
Because in Chinese and English, love, there's only one word for love.
爱或者 love.
Just love.
但如果你看希腊文的话，它有至少有三个字。
But in Greek, there's at least three words.
用来形容这个爱。
That speaks of love.
那么根据希腊文，爱有三种。
And a Greek has three different words for love.
第一，比如说的 eros 是指男女之间的爱。
At first is eros, which is the love between men and women.
那么第二是 philia 是指就是弟兄姐妹之间的爱或者友情的爱。
And the second one is phileo, which is brotherly love.
那么第三是 agape, 这个无条件的爱，就是保罗在这里所讲的那个爱。
And third is agape, which is the love that Paul speaks of here.
爱就是所承受那种劳苦。
It's an unconditional love, it's a labor of love.
所以 agape 是爱这么多种爱当中最至高的。
And so agape is the highest form of love.
所以铁撒罗尼迦第一章第三节所说的爱就是这个爱。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3, the love it speaks of is this love.
那如果要明白这个爱，我们必须要看哥林多前书第十三章。
And if we're to understand this love, we need to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
希伯来书讲到信心。
Hebrews speaks of faith.
哥林多前书第十三章谈到爱心。
1 Corinthians speaks of, 13 speaks of love.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十三章第四节到第八节谈到这个爱的定义。
Paul speaks of the meaning of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8.
他说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信， 凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息的。
Love is patient, love is kind, and it's not jealous. Love does not brag, and it's not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in your unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
所以这种爱是不负任何的条件。
So this is unconditional love.
啊，使到一个人去爱那些不可爱的人。
So a person can love those who are unlovable.
而甚至去爱他的敌人。
Even to love their enemies.
因为当一个人付出这种爱的时候，他不期望任何的回报。
Because when a person gives out this kind of love, they do not expect anything in return.
那么神在十字架上所彰显的爱就是这种爱。
And the love that God revealed on the cross is this love.
所以在约翰福音第三章第十六节谈到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So in John 3:16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
然后如果你去看希腊文圣经的话，
If you look at the Greek scripture,
这个爱是 agape,
this love is agape,
就是没有条件的爱，就好像哥林多前书第13章所说的爱一样。
Which is the unconditional love as is spoken of in 1 Corinthians 13.
因着神的爱，神把他的独生子赐给我们。
And because of his love, God gave us his only son.
使到相信他的人得到这个永生的生命。
So whoever believes in him will have eternal life.
那么虽然是我们的过犯。
Even though it is our sin.
虽然是我们的这个罪恶。
It's our wrongdoing.
但是神却不看我们的过错。
Yet God does not look at our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
He forgives us our sins.
不止赦免我们的罪，还把永生的生命赐给我们。
Not only does He forgive us our sins, but He gives us eternal life.
这个就是 agape.
And this is agape.
因为这种爱必须要付上代价的。
Because this kind of love, there is a cost.
就好像这个帖撒罗家第一章第三节怎么说。
Just as it states in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
爱心所受的劳苦。
It is labor of love.
必须经过劳苦而得来的成果。
It is through labor that you have this result.
所以劳苦这两个字在英文圣经却翻译成 labor.
In English it's labor.
所以当一个妇女生产的时候。
When a woman is giving birth.
我们说英文当然说是 she is in labor.
We say she is in labor.
我做母亲的都知道生产不是好受的。
And mothers all know that labor is not an easy thing.
因为生产是痛苦的。
Because it is painful.
然后当我的姐姐生她第一个孩子的时候。
When my sister had her first child.
她说痛得要命。
She said it was so painful.
那么生产之后她告诉我，她说一个孩子就够了。
And right after the birth, she said, one child is enough.
以后不敢再生了。
She didn't want another.
但是过了几年她又生了一个孩子。
But after a while, she had another child.
那么是的，生产是很痛苦的。
Yes, giving birth is hard.
同样的，这个 agape 这种爱是要付出的。
Likewise, agape it costs.
必须要承受那种爱所带来的劳苦和痛苦。
So there is labor for this love.
那只有靠着圣灵的帮助。
And it's only through the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们才能够付出这种爱。
Then we could expend such love.
然后因此保罗在神的面前纪念帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒他们在爱心上所受的劳苦。
So Paul remembers Christians in Thessalonica and their labor of love.
所以记得信望爱有三点。
So remember there's faith, hope and love.
那么第一就是信心所做的功夫。
First there's the work of faith.
第二是爱心所受的劳苦。
Then there's the labor of love.
那么第三就是盼望所存的忍耐。
And finally there's faith, steadfastness of hope.
那其实我鼓励你们把这个三个词句把它背起来。
I encourage you to remember these three phrases.
因为这三个观念是非常的重要的，在基督徒的生命里面。
Because in a Christian life, these three points are very important.
所以盼望所存的忍耐，第三点。
So finally, steadfastness of hope.
那每个人活在这个世界上都有他自己的盼望。
Every person who lives in this world has their own hope.
然后做小孩子的盼望在圣诞节来的时候拿到很多的礼物。
As a child, they may hope for a lot of presents come Christmas.
那么中学生盼望在学校里面有好的成绩。
And, middle schoolers may hope for good grades in school.
然后能够考进好的大学。
And then later, enter a good school.College.
然后大学毕业后希望找到一份很好的工作。
And after college, I hope for a good job.
啊，赚取更多的钱。
To earn more money.
啊，在退休之后希望有一个很好的一个晚年啊。
And after retirement, hope for a good, retirement years.
人必须要有盼望才能够生存下去。
Men must have hope in order to live.
一个人如果没有盼望的话。
A person without hope.
啊，他就失去了这个生命的意义。
They have lost meaning and reason for living.
那么根据一个心理学月刊所发表的一篇文章这么说。
According to article of psychology.
他说，一般来说，一个30岁的美国男人经历情绪低落症比例比他的父亲高10倍。
On average, a 30-year-old male will experience depression 10 times more than his father.
啊，比他的祖父高30倍。
And 30 times more than his grandfather.
我不晓得为什么年轻的人经历这个忧郁症的比例比较高。
I don't know why young people have such high rate of depression.
我这篇文章还说，在某一个时候。美国有1500万到2000万的人经历到情绪低落症。
And at any given point, there's 15 to 20 million people in the States who experience depression.
然后在这些人当中有 15% 想要自杀。
And among these people, 15% has a thought of suicide.
为什么人会陷入在这种情绪低落的状况里面？
Why will people sink into such depression?
而且有些人想要自杀解决自己生命。
And so many people want to commit suicide to terminate their lives.
原因是因为他们失去了这个盼望。
And the reason is that they have lost hope.
因为当一个人失去盼望的时候，他不想活下去了。
Because when they lose hope, they do not want to live anymore.
在1940年代的时候，有一位很有名的精神病医生，名叫做 Victor Frank.
And in 1940, there's a famous psychiatrist named Victor Frank.
在这个德国这个 Nazi 这个集中营里面，他勉强的保留了自己的生命。
He barely escaped with his life through the Nazi concentration camp.
所以在这个集中营里面，他记录一些很恐怖的事情。
And while he was in the concentration camp, he recorded some very scary things.
他描述到一些囚犯跟这个现实已经脱离了。
He spoke of some of the prisoners had lost touch with reality.
失去了这个感觉。
They lost all feelings.
当一个囚犯失去盼望的时候。
When a prisoner had lost hope.
那么他的精神和他的身体都开始衰退。
His spirit and his body both start to deteriorate.
然后到了一天。
To a day.
没有任何的这个警告他就放弃了。
Without warning, he let, go of everything.
无论其他的这些囚犯对他有多大的恳求。
No matter how the other prisoners exhort him.
无论这些守卫如何的喊他或者打他。
No matter how the guards yell at him or beat him.
他都没有反应。
There is no response.
那么这个囚犯他就躺在床上。
And this prisoner was just lying in bed.
好像一个死去的一个人一样。
As though he was already dead.
这个是一个极度没有盼望的光景。
This is the thing of extreme hopelessness.
一个不得救的人可以说是一个没有盼望的人。
A person who is not saved is one without hope.
但是基督徒是有盼望的人。
But Christians have hope.
他的盼望不是今生的盼望，而是将来的盼望。
His hope is not a hope in today, but a hope in the future.
而是这个永生的盼望。
And it is a hope of eternal life.
所以彼得前书第一章第三节到第四节，彼得这么说。
So in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 4, Peter says,
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰存，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
因着耶稣的复活，我们得到这个永生的盼望。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, we have eternal hope.
不止得到这个永生的盼望，圣经还告诉我们还赐给我们这些天上的基业。
Not only this eternal hope, but we have inheritance in heaven.
这些基业说不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰存的基业。
And this inheritance is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
这个是一个得救基督徒所得到的盼望。
And this is the hope of a saved Christian.
也是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦第一章第三节所说的那个盼望。
And this is also the hope that Paul speaks of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
所以盼望所存的那种忍耐。
So it's the steadfastness of hope.
我们虽然帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们承受这个迫害，还有这个苦难。
And even though the Christians in Thessalonica endured much hardship and persecution,
他们存有这个耐心，是因为他们有了这个盼望。
Yet they have the steadfastness because of the hope.
那么，因此保罗在神的面前纪念帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们存这个。盼望所存的忍耐。
So Paul remembers the Christian in Thessalonica and their steadfastness of hope.
所以因着这个盼望，我们应当存着这个忍耐的心来等候神为我们所预备的。
And because of this hope, we can be steadfast and wait for what God has prepared for us.
无论生活多么困苦，
No matter how hard life is,
我们不应当埋怨。
We should not complain.
好像那些没有指望的人一样。
As those without hope.
因为基督徒是有盼望的人。
Because Christians have hope.
因为有一天我们知道主耶稣将会从天下降临。
We know that one day Christ will come from heaven.
把得救的人提到天上去。
And bring all the believers to heaven.
所有死去的基督徒，圣经告诉我们，他们将会从死里复活过来。
And the Bible teaches that all those who have passed away will rise again.
连同那些已经还在活着的基督徒，他们身体改变，一同提到天上去。
Along with those who are still living, whose bodies will change and be lifted up.
与主永远的同在。
And be with God forever.
这个就是基督徒的盼望。
And this is the hope of Christians.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书第三第一章第三节这么说。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3 it says,
在神我们父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
我们求神帮助我们，让我们的信心结出这个属灵的果子来。
May God help us so that our faith may bear the fruit of the Spirit.
让我们的信心借着我们的劳苦，使我们使到别人得到益处。
So that through our work of faith that others may benefit.
那么最后求神赐给我们这个忍耐来等候那个永恒的盼望。
And that we may have steadfastness of hope to wait for him.
那么刚才Ricky 他们一家所唱那首诗歌动力信望爱。
The song that Ricky's family sang earlier, Motivating Faith, Hope, and Love.
Oh, 作者是温慧韵。
And it's written by 温慧律。
跟翁先生同姓的。
Own just like Mr. Own.
你问问他跟他有没有关系。
Ask him, maybe they're related.
我站在街中听闹市声音，我望见艰辛真配众生。
I stand on the street hearing the city sounds, and I see hardships and suffering.
我立志服务这一大片人群，要让这动力燃亮爱心。
I am determined to serve these people, to let this impulse kindle my heart with love.
我愿意关心软弱与灰心，要用我双手鼓舞信心。
I want to care for the weak and downcast, to use my two hands to build up faith.
我愿以毅力化作我能源昼夜去传送信望爱。
May I be fueled by this determination to spread faith, hope, and love always.
光阴匆匆多少机会身边经过，谁能伸手献出关怀不再退避。
Opportunities are missed as time speeds onward. Who can extend a hand of caring and not let go?
只要你与我同往，不怕冷笑与迷茫。
Only you and I as one, without fear of scorn or loss.
愿降卑效法基督一生辛勤献信望爱。
May we be tireless and humble, imitating Christ with faith, hope, and love.
我愿带欢欣偏闹市川林。
May I bring joy throughout the city.
我愿见光彩闪闪眼睛。
May I see radiant and shining eyes.
我立志服务那惧怕疲倦疲劳锻炼我耐心承受压迫。
I am determined to serve, ignoring weariness, practicing patience, enduring oppression.
要越过虚辱，要突破孤单，要踏碎伤心，抵抗困闭。
Transcend sadness and break through loneliness, overcoming sorrows and hardships.
我愿以毅力化作我能源昼夜去传信望爱。
May I be fueled by this determination to spread faith, hope, and love always.
光阴匆匆多少机会身边经过，谁能伸手献出关怀不再退避。
Opportunities are missed as time speeds onward. Who can extend a hand of caring and not let go?
只要你与我同往，不怕冷笑与迷茫。
Only you and I as one, without fear of scorn or loss.
愿降卑效法基督一生辛勤献信望爱。
May we be tireless and humble, imitating Christ with faith, hope, and love. Let's spend a little time to reflect on today's message. Let us listen to the teachings of Scripture.
信望爱
Faith, hope, love.
信心所做的功夫
Work of faith.
爱心所受的劳苦
Labor of love.
盼望所存的忍耐
Steadfastness of hope.
让我们的信心在我们的生活上带来这个属灵的果子。
And may our faith bring about spiritual fruit.
也让我们的爱心能够承受这个劳苦。
And our love will bear under the labor.
也让我们存着这个忍耐心来等待这个盼望。
and that we would have a steadfastness of hope.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们的生命活出这个信望爱。
That our lives may live out faith, hope, and love.
来彰显你的荣耀。
To reveal your glory.
使到你的名得到高举。
So your name may be lifted up.
求主你加添给我们力量。
Please give us strength.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.